There was a forum last night in Skowhegan on the continuing controversy over the use of Indians as a nickname for the schools there. Robbie Feinberg has the latest.
Despite snow and freezing rain, residents packed into the Skowhegan Area Middle School gymnasium Tuesday night to make their voices on the long-running controversy heard. 3 years ago, after a contentious public hearing, the school board voted to keep the mascot in place. But last fall, tribal members asked for reconsideration. Another public hearing was scheduled. This time, only about a dozen supporters of the mascot asked to speak. Joel Stetkiss of Canaan argued that the Indian's name is an integral part of the town's history and identity.
Skowhegan Indians, to me, is that teacher who convinced me that I could do better and the coach who taught me to never give up. To me, Skowhegan Indians is much more than a painting or a sculpture. It is being part of a community that is bigger than yourself and taught me to work and serve with others.
Some younger students also weighed in. Skowhegan 8th grader Emily LaChapelle says she thinks the name unifies her classmates wherever they are.
We will always be Skowhegan Indians, and not for 4 years, but for life.
But supporters were significantly outnumbered by those who want the mascot changed. Former Penobscot Nation Chief Barry Dana was one of many tribal members who say they find it outdated and offensive.
Your idea of honoring, as I have seen, witnessed it, is honoring something that was in the past, something of the noble savage. We were good fighters. Well, today we are fighting, and we're asking you to honor us as fighters to retire the mascot.
High school junior Kayla Dickinson and several of her classmates say they're uncomfortable using a nickname that some consider disrespectful. They also say its use promotes bullying by other students.
The kids in our school need a safe place, and right now you're not providing that. I believe that having a derogatory name for our mascot excuses kids who use derogatory language in our school.
Young tribal members echoed that point, including Dylan Smith, the president of the American Indian Student Organization at the University of Maine at Orono.
In the end of this, would you rather have your students and other people feeling unsafe in your community, in your school, or give them the option to feel safe, honored, and respected?
The board's next steps are still uncertain. District Superintendent Brent Colbury says the board has a range of options and will likely take some sort of action in the near future. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.